You're listening to SBS News.
It was a long-awaited border announcement.
As of 1 a.m. on the 3rd of November, the rest of New South Wales is open and people will be able to travel up into Queensland.
That was Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Jeanette Young. But Greater Sydney, which comprises 32 local government areas, will remain closed to Queensland, as will the state of Victoria. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk cited concerns by health experts about ongoing community transmission of the virus in southern states.
That was the option. That was the only option the Chief Health Officer provided to me, and I accepted it, lock, stock and barrel.
But others don't. Qantas's Chief Executive Alan Joyce labelled the decision ridiculous, saying, "Keeping the doors bolted to places that you can't reasonably call hotspots makes no sense from a health perspective, and it's doing a lot of social and economic damage as well." Village Theme Parks, which operates cinemas and theme parks, says it's put the hiring of 500 staff on hold, blaming continuing border restrictions. The company's chief operating officer, Bikash Randhawa, expressed disappointment.
The market that we're dealing with is a very small market right now, and I'm just not sure how long we can sustain this. I am not sure how long the city can sustain this. You know, this whole entire arrangement is complete bullshit.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian also slammed the decision.
It's extremely unfair and lacks logic and common sense to continue to lump New South Wales in with Victoria. Our states have taken very different paths.
But at a final pre-election debate, Anastasia Palaszczuk again defended her government's handling of the COVID crisis and her hardline border policy.
If you don't stand by the expert advice, you cannot lead this state. You have to take the advice, otherwise you put others' lives at risk. And that would have put the livelihoods of others at risk.
Queensland's opposition leader, Deb Frecklington, said there needed to be more common sense with decisions about the border.
We certainly have called for more consistency, more compassion, and definitely some more common sense when it comes to the exemptions that have been granted.
In recent months, all states and territories bar Western Australia committed to a plan to open up Australia's internal borders by December so families can reunite by Christmas. But WA now says borders could be open to all but New South Wales and Victoria next month if COVID-19 case numbers stay low in the east. Queensland's next review of border rules is due by the end of November. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.